For Michael Jackson fans, beating concert promoter AEG was their sole reason for coming to court today.
From my perspective, the big picture is that the big monster of AEG, the big dogs that were running the show, they have to show some responsibility.
That was one Jackson fan who joined others wearing shirts with pictures of the pop icon, as well as pictures of his mother, Katherine Jackson. The battle between concert promoter AEG and the Jackson family reached a pivotal moment over in determining who was responsible for hiring Dr. Conrad Murray, Jackson's physician convicted of giving the singer a lethal dose of painkillers. A crowd of police officers surrounded jurors as they entered a deliberation room today, the final day of closing arguments that could determine whether Jackson's heirs should be awarded $85 million for past and future losses. And while attorneys for both sides have officially finished making their case, Jackson family attorney Brian Panish says it's still far from over.
We can just wait for the jury to deliberate, and, you know, there's no telling when it'll be over.
Cynthia, who asked that her last name not be used, said she came all the way from Santa Barbara for the trial.
Yeah, I come here to see what was going on, to make up my own mind. I didn't want to be, you know, dictated to what, you know, other people thought. And I have made up my mind, and I find that AEG is really guilty.
Representatives from AEG were not available for comment. During closing arguments last week, AEG lawyers said there was no way for them to know what was happening between Jackson and his doctor. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.